Men's jewelry. For a man wearing a suit, the right jewelry can upgrade your look from smart to brilliant. At the same time, ostentatious bling bling is distracting and unattractive. Men's jewelry should always be subtle. The watch passes the test by virtue of its functionality. Cufflinks and tie clips earn provisional legitimacy on the same grounds. The wedding band is respected for what it represents, and other rings may be subtle enough to wear to work to a man's advantage. Piercing have featured prominently in so many counterculture movements from pirates to camp to punk rock that they immediately arouse negative reactions from many, so they need to be worn with caution. If you're going to wear an eyebrow stud with a suit, the suit better fit you, and it better look great, because you don't want to be remembered as the guy with the eyebrow ring, although that's hard. It's hard to get away from that in certain cultures. A general rule when dressing to match is to match metal to metal. This means that if your belt buckle is silver, you're going to want to have your cufflinks, your tie clip, and anything else shiny that you're wearing be silver as well. As with all things, this is a general guideline, not a hard and fast rule. A man with a gold wedding ring can wear silver cufflinks if he likes, and one who has an heirloom silver watch is free to wear brass, you know, any type of brass buttons on his blazer. Another rule is not to wear gold after dark, although, you know, that's one I think it's a bit dated, and, you know, brown shoes for that matter shouldn't be worn after dark, but again, not something that, just to be aware of that rule, but I kind of buck that rule and ignore it. It's good to keep in mind, though, that when dressing out for the nightlife, to go with darker colors, and I do think silver looks a bit better, but, you know, to each his own. So let's go ahead and talk about the individual pieces of men's jewelry. Men's watches, a guide to wearing a timepiece. So the watch is one of those elements of dress by which some people will choose to define you. And there's all types of watches out there. There's the gaudy, bejeweled timepieces made by Rolex that cost $25,000. And then there are the smaller, classic leather band pieces that are unnumbered or maybe with Roman numerals and are very simple and can still cost $25,000. But at the end of the day, realize that wearing a watch in today's day and age is almost like it is a piece of jewelry, because we've got so many devices out there which enable us to wear, to be able to tell time without having to wear a watch, unless you're in a position in which you need to be able to pull up that watch and see it, such as a sporting event. Then oftentimes be thinking of your watch as a piece of jewelry. So as with most things, the simpler a watch, the more formal it actually is. So when one dons a tuxedo or a tailcoat, tradition actually decrees that one shouldn't wear a watch at all, because keeping track of time isn't something we associate with partying. However, most of us are going to, or many of us that are actually wearing black tie quite a bit, may want to wear something that has a very simple timepiece with a simple black leather band. Now, once we go into suits, all of a sudden you have a few more options. That same timepiece works fine with a suit, but also you can go with something that's made of silver or gold and more of a solid metal watch as well. So those all look fine. But always look towards classic manufacturers of watches. You can find a great dress watch that you can wear with your suit that's going to cost $100 or $200, but there are, you know, pieces that normally cost a couple $1,000s. Oftentimes what you're paying for at that point is, again, it becomes a piece of jewelry and you're using precious metals, or the timepiece itself has been made by a manufacturer who specializes in the pinpoint accuracy of the time the watch keeps. Cufflinks. When you choose to wear French cuffs on a dress shirt, you have the opportunity to wear cufflinks. Cufflinks come in a wide variety of styles. They come in gold, silver, gunmetal, brass. So depending on the use of precious stones and precious metals or other embellishments, the price of cufflinks is going to go from $10 to a pair that may look fine and to up to, you know, thousands of dollars. And again, it depends on who made the cufflink, what it's made from, and, you know, a few other factors in there. You know, sometimes branding and what company does it as well has a big effect. But the important thing to remember is that you want the cufflinks to suit you. Realize that this is something that it is jewelry, and it's a great opportunity to take a very simple outfit and add a bit of spice or flair to it. At the end of the day, really think about what they're going to say about you, because cufflinks are something that people seem to fixate on and they often remember about a man. So if you're going to be wearing something like a pink studded Playboy bunny, well, you probably should be at the Playboy Mansion, and don't try to wear this to an event in which you're going to be meeting people for the first time, unless, again, you're at that set event. But really, you don't want to wear something that can be misinterpreted. Tie accessories. A tie clip will keep your tie from flying over your shoulder on a windy street while evoking an on-the-go lifestyle that requires such assistance. I also like tie clips because at the end of the day, they're very functional. You can take a simple strip of gold, silver, or other metal, and any of them look great, and they don't appear too gaudy. Now, where you want to wear it depends on you, either in the middle. Don't wear it too high. Either it goes in the middle or about two-thirds the way down. In addition, you've got tie chains out there. They work in pretty much the same way, but they're a little bit different, usually a little bit less expensive. And last but not least, you've got the tie, actually maybe least, because you've got the tie tack. I'm not a big fan of it. I don't like anything that actually pierces a tie. And unless it's one that already is very loose knit sewn, like a wool tie or a wool knit tie, I would avoid them. Another great reason to wear a tie clip or something that holds your tie in place is if you're going to be going to an event in which you're going to be eating, because the tie, as you're going over to actually eat your soup or eat a meal, you just don't want your tie getting in the way at an event like this. Or if you're going to be out dancing, again, you don't want your tie flopping all over the place when you take your jacket off or you unbutton it. Rings. Unlike other pieces of jewelry, a man does not have a rotation usually of wedding rings. So you're not going to be able to coordinate gold with gold, silver with silver. So a ring, especially if it's a wedding ring, does not have to be coordinated with the other metals that you're wearing. Besides a wedding ring, there are other rings that we often wear that have symbolic value. So class rings or fraternal rings, those, again, we didn't at the time necessarily have a lot of choice in the color we went with, although, you know, we weren't thinking about it when we graduated from the Davil Academy or whenever we first became a member of that lodge. In any case, realize that if it has a sentimental meaning or if it's a class or fraternal ring, again, it can go outside of the realm of not having to match metal with metal, but be aware of that, especially if it's something that really is, it's large and stands out. You want to be aware of the signal it sends. And be aware of cultural differences in rings. I know a lot of men, especially from the East, they like, you know, to wear rings, and they like to wear quite a few of them. And I think this is a personal style thing, but realize if you're a man that likes to wear rings, that some people, they have this impression that you're maybe in the mob or the mafia if you've got too many gold rings on your fingers, as it is a show of wealth and success to be able to wear something like that. And in certain cultures, you may want to think double, twice, if you're going to be signing a big business deal about what are those rings, what message are they sending. This ends my section on men's jewelry.